We are up to Simin Tov Dalid, and that's what we'll be doing. Hamahalech chutz l'tchum lemala miyut tfachim. If someone is walking outside the tchum, but he is elevated from the ground more than 10 tfachim. Kagon, shekofatz al gabe amudim shegvoim yud, vein b'chol echad mehem dalid tfachim al dalid tfachim. He's got a bunch of pillars on the ground that are not 4x4 tfachim wide, but they are 10 tfachim high, and he's jumping from one pillar to the other. So there's a suffix if there are tchumin above yud. What's the shaila? The shaila is that since lamayla miyud is not the normal place for people to walk, is there a din tchumin there or not? Meaning the whole halacha that we learn out tchumin are from the Diglei Midbar, and in the Midbar they walked where normal people walk, which is on the ground. 10 tfachim above is not normal. The shaila is, are there tchumin there or not? So on that we say that since it's a suffik, mashiyah b'durabonon yisveik olahakol. Since we're dealing with tchumin, which are a durabonon, the halachi is that you can go lahakel. On that the Rama says, haga miyu amayaholach b'derech zeh ayidei kfitza shom mitoch yud beiz mil chutz le yud beiz mil. We learned alpa yimama is a durabonon, whereas yud beiz mil may be a daraisa. The Rama is choshish for the shittas that hold that tchumin of Yud Beis Mil, which is the size of Machni Yisrael in the desert, that is a limud gomer, and that's a daraisa, which is the Yerushalmi. Now the mechaber goes further and he says, "Vahol ve'ein bayamim uben aharis is a tchumin daraisa lushes harabim lefi she'enim domen ledigle midbar." In the yamim and the naharis, the oceans and the rivers, there's no tchum daraisa because they're not domited to diglei midbar. Misha ba besvina b'shabes v'yegia l'namol. So if someone comes into the port in mishinichnas hashabes hashiyegia l'namol lolam hoysa l'malam miyud mikarka hayam o hanahar, if he knows that the entire time before he got there, the entire time on Shabbos, he was above 10 tefachim from the ocean floor. Yorid veina nimna v'yeshlo alpayim amo mimokam shepoga bo lamata miyud. Now, the mechaber is telling us that where is there no chshash daraisa? That's only when you're dealing with oceans and rivers, because that's not doma to digle midbar. The mashmos is that the machaber holds that otherwise there could be a daraisa, which means he holds that there is tchumin daraisa in Yud Beis Mil. So the Rama seems to be choshish for it, and the machaber seems to be choshish for it. Mishnah Berurah brings that the gros shita is that there are no tchumin daraisa. So this really is although we spoke about it at the beginning of Hilkas Tchumin, it is in this simin that really the machlokas comes to a head, where the machaber and the Rama are being choshish for the shita is that there's tchumin Daraisa of Yud Beis Mil, and the Groz Cholik, and he holds that there are no Tchumin. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that this Machlokis, Pashtis, is only talking about the person himself. What's the din of a person's Kalim? Does anyone hold that an Alpayim Amah, that's a Daraisa? He says it's a Machlokis Achronim, if it's Shayach HaDaraisa on the Kalim of a person. We learned that the Kalim of a person, anything you own and didn't lend out, even though it's not sitting where you are, it gets your Tchumin. So the Shayla is going to be, is that a Daraisa or a Drabanan? And will we make a Lamai Lamai Asara? So he brings a Machlokas in that. He also brings a Reb Kiva Eger, who from the Shem, the Magid Mishnah, that there are no Tchumin in a Carmelis, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like that one. Because that would mean that we could be makel, and there's no tchumin daraisa in a Carmelis, that we could be makel in all of our streets that there's no tchumin, because we are makel that our streets are considered a Carmelis, not a rishus harabim daraisa. Now, getting back to what we learned before, these amudim, these pillars in the middle of the street that you're jumping from one to the other on, they couldn't be 4x4 tfachim wide. If they're 4x4 tfachim wide, then we consider them like the ground. If the ground is elevated, there is still tchumin. Based on this, the Chassam Sofer says that sitting on a train, you couldn't call that lamai lamai asara, even though the train itself is elevated. but it's solid, it's more than 4 tefachim, and it's sitting on the ground. Whereas a boat, even though that it's more than 4 tefachim, it's not sitting on the ocean floor, it's elevated, and therefore if it's lamala me'asara, we would say that that there are no tchumin over there. Now, the Mechaber told us that if you're riding on a boat and you know that it was not lamala me'asar from when Shabbos came in, you would only, your makam would become where the boat hit closer than 10 tefachim. So there, from there, you would be able to get 2,000 amas. And the halacha would be that safik would be lakula, because that's a derabbanan, says the Ramah, haga, vimu safik mulamala miyura lo, as lina lakula. Even though it's a suffix, and I have two reasons to be machmir, maybe it wasn't l'mala me'asara, and maybe yesh tchum l'mala me'asara, since it's a drabana, we go l'kula. Vim kvar yotza alpayim imokum shepoga l'mala miyud. Dein lo rak dalar amis. What happens if the boat already got within 10 tefachim of the ocean floor a while ago, and now you are you already traveled more than 2,000 amis from there? So the halacha is you only have 4 amis. Mikol makom, im tzarech lotzeis min asvina mikol geshamim shiordim alav. If it's raining and you have to leave the boat, it's very hard. O shechama zorachas alav, or it's highly uncomfortable because it's an open boat and there's the sun beating down on you. O shetzarech l'nakavav, or someone has to use the washroom. The tzarech mikol zel likanes beir. So because you're leaving the boat machmas onus because you don't have a choice, you're now arriving into the city, so that this is a case of someone that left his tchum and was taken into the city against his will. Havalei kol ha'ir kedalat amosav, the whole city is considered like 4 amis. V'kiven da'ol ol, as soon as he gets in there, he's there. And then he sends us to Simen Tesvav, Simen Tavav, which we'll soon see, as well as Reish Samach Vav, with regard to somebody who was riding and Shabbos came in. Now, the Mishneh Brura in Bir Aloch is Marech on this. And that is, if your boat was Lamata Me'asar, but it was moving, is it really Shaykh to say that you were Kona Shvisa with that? It was in movement. He leaves that as a Tzarechian. Now, another thing, a whole different halacha. Mishneh Brura says that Shabbos and Yontif next to each other have two different halachas. So that, let's say, someone was Kona Shvisa on Erev Shabbos, and he walks on Shabbos till just the end of his 2,000 Amis. The next day is Yontif. He now counts a new 2,000 Amis from where he ended up. It means each day, we will not say that it's a continuation of the previous day, but each day will get its own Tchumen. So since you were allowed up to 2,000 Amis, and you took advantage of that, you're now allowed another 2,000 Amis.